Well, for the first time ever, there are two Minneapolis Public Schools students who are now sitting on the school board. The Board of Education in Minneapolis recently announced that two students will serve as new student board representatives, and I'm pleased to have one of them on the line with me today. Jake Wesson, who is a sophomore at Washburn High School, is with me. Jake, congratulations, and welcome to the airwaves of Jazz 88. This is great.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for putting us together.
Absolutely. So take me through the process of how this came about. Did you have to apply for this? Did you have to fill out a bunch of paperwork? Did you put out sort of a campaign, an application letter? How did this ultimately come about?
Yeah, well, my freshman year of a high schooler, I joined Citywide, which is a student leadership group for the district. We take student inputs and advise the district on some priorities we come up with. So last year, I got an email about the student board rep. I was a freshman, so I couldn't actually apply, but I kind of put it in like the back of my head. I kind of set it as a goal. I kind of knew that was something I wanted to do. So fast forward to this year, about the same time, I got an email, and it was from Janae, who is the kind of like the advisor for Citywide. It was about the student board rep, and it was actually open to sophomores this year around. So I chose to give it a try. So I applied. It was basically three questions, kind of like a more open-ended like essay format almost. So not really like specific questions, but more like three essay format. And then a video question you have to answer. So just film yourself answering a question. And then two letters of recommendation. But overall, the process was pretty easy, and I'm really glad I applied.
Awesome. So what was it about this that made you really want to apply and get on board with this?
Yeah, well, I've been a proud MPS student for pretty much my entire life. I went to Hale Elementary School and a Field Middle School before the CDD happened, and now Washburn, obviously. So I've always been watching MPS and really been interested in how the school district works and how school administration works too. So I always kind of had this as a goal, and I knew I wanted to represent MPS students and uplift their voices at a district level. And that's always kind of been my goal coming from middle school and into Washburn now. I've always been a part of like student councils and other leadership groups like Citywide. So I've always kind of gotten a taste for it, but I really wanted to take this position up to really make change in the district and get students' voices represented.
How'd your parents react when you told them the news that you got on board?
They were pretty excited. We got a call from Superintendent Ed Graff, I remember. I was just wrapping up. That was when we had distance learning. So I was just like wrapping up doing some assignments for my engineering class. So just kind of wrapping up the school day. My mom came up, you know, she was obviously excited, and I talked to the superintendent for a little bit. I was really surprised, and so were my parents. I just loved the opportunity, and yeah, I'm really excited to get started.
We're talking with Jake Wesson, who is one of two new members of the Minneapolis Board of Education, one of two new student board representatives on the board here in Minneapolis, on with us here on Jazz 88. So, Jake, what are some of the first things you're hoping to accomplish as a student board member?
Yeah, so I've really been focusing on something I want to accomplish is really just the communication gap. I think, you know, a lot of students across the district at different high schools and middle schools and even elementary schools have a lot of different perspectives and a lot of different priorities they want to see their voice on. So I think if communication is improved with students, we can really take and effectively get student input from various high schools and various students to really inform us on our priorities. So I think communication is pretty much the first step in a process of many long steps. You know, it's very students have a lot going on these days, and it's really important to represent them in the best way possible. And I think communication is kind of that first step. Since communication can definitely be improved, we can definitely get a lot more student input, and that's something I hope to get done. I know Kennedy, my other student board rep partner, she's going to bring different experiences to the table. I'm really excited to learn from her and work together on a lot of different priorities and accomplishments. But yeah, pretty excited.
Yeah, you mentioned Kennedy Rance, who is a junior at Patrick Henry High School, who is the other electee to the student board. So obviously, congratulations to her as well. And we're going to look to hopefully talk with her next week, too. So, Jake, you're a sophomore, which means that your freshman year was basically part of the first full year of the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. Such a unique experience. I'm certain probably a challenging experience for you as well. How have you been able to sort of navigate through that as, you know, the pandemic continues on? And what have you kind of learned from this experience?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, because my freshman year, I didn't really have like the traditional high school experience, but also I think a lot of students didn't really have their traditional high school experiences. So I think it really taught me and a lot of other people too, how like educational experience can be different. I think the pandemic was, and even now it's, you know, not something we don't want to go back to distance learning. It's just kind of a mess right now, but I think there's also a silver lining to it in the sense that it let us kind of rethink a lot of how we did things, kind of as students and across the many different levels. So it was obviously like challenging that sense. There was a lot of moving parts. So yeah, that definitely was a challenge, I think, but I think it really let us rethink a lot of things. So yeah, definitely a silver lining there.
So what are your future plans? What sort of career aspirations do you have? I mean, you still have so much high school left in front of you, obviously, but you know, what are some of the things that you'd like to do, you know, in your further life? Basically, this is a longer way of me asking, what do you want to be when you grow up, Jake?
Yeah. Well, I've always kind of had like an aspiration for public office.
Nice.
My first meeting I had the last Tuesday, I really got to see what public office was like, and I really loved it. I really look forward to my next meeting, and the people there were welcoming and great to talk to. So I want to go into public office or some sort of government office, maybe like federal government or state government, but I really want to get into like the government part. So I think this experience is going to let me learn and hopefully set my goals on public office. Yeah.
Well, I think it's awesome that you're getting this opportunity to do this, to be a part of this. And congratulations to you and Kennedy Rance, of course, as well, from Patrick Henry High School. And hey, I'll tell you what. So here at Jazz 88, I do a lot of work with students, you know, mostly the students here at North High School. But, you know, we're looking to kind of expand some things and expand out beyond just North and get in touch with a lot of other people around the district. So, hey, I'd love to have you on again as a member now of the school board. It'd be great to have you on again and chat with you about some of the latest happenings around the school district and whatnot. So, hey, let's plan on doing this again soon. All right.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, congratulations again, Jake. That's Jake Wesson, who is a sophomore at Washburn High School in Minneapolis, who is one of two new student representatives at the Minneapolis Board of Education, joining us here on Jazz 88.